Strom. Ryan Strom trying to dislodge it. Dowd a whack at it. Big pileup, heavy work. Out in front, a shot fired wide by Cam Fowler at the horn. Oh, my. They got a good shot, but Cam fired it wide. And Washington will hang on to a 5-4 victory.
Oh, what an effort to finish this game. The Anaheim Ducks started off by a Frank Vetrano goal that put them within one. And a Cam Fowler blast that was oh so close with the final seconds trickling down. And boy, I mean, it's just another tough one here for the Anaheim Ducks. 5-4 is your final score for the Washington Capitals, and, well, the effort was there.
Yep. Well, I'll tell you one thing about this hockey club in Anaheim, regardless of the record, how things have been going of late. You know what? They never give up, as indicative of all the third-period comebacks during that six-game win streak and things like that. So you learn something new every night. Just a shame they fell short tonight against a good Washington hockey club. 5-4 was the final. And want to let you know that this post-game show here at Honda Center tonight, one of our sponsors, Jack Daniels, the only good thing that comes from waiting is whiskey, so make it count. We're going to spend a few minutes here with Emerson. A couple of questions, and Emerson will join Alexis Downey for our post-game show. And remember, you can text 714-940-2950 to have your questions answered on the post-game show. So, Emerson Edom, overall, what do you think of the outcome of this contest?
Well, let me first off start with that last Anaheim Ducks goal, the fourth goal for the Ducks, scored by Vetrano and assisted by Killorn. And, well, we kind of figure what head coach Greg Cronin is going to say, and or yeah, maybe one of his key points, and that's, you know, same old. Stay out of the penalty box, or, you know, what are ways in which that maybe looking forward that the Ducks can shore up some of those penalty calls, because look, just can't happen. We look forward to the game coming up here. It will happen, hopefully. You know, the next one where we see a, you know, two penalty game against the Anaheim Ducks, or you know, maybe three tops, right? We look for those numbers here in the next couple of games, because they're sure going to need them, right? It's becoming a mental thing going on as far as getting over the hump. We know that this Ducks team have gotten over many humps, and this last one, this penalty trouble seems to be a tough hurdle. It's been probably the most consistent theme as far as low points within this Ducks team's play. And, boy, you just got to think with the leadership they have, with the coaching staff that they have, that they'll find a way to shore up some of those penalties.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so, because they're working hard trying to improve a lot of things. And so I'm just going to ask you a final question before we take a break, and then you join Alexis down at the other end of the press box with a lengthy post-game show. 5-4 was the final. So nothing ever gets easier here. You think you lose a game and go, well, we got this opponent coming up next, but the next two games, one at home, Colorado, the first one on the road, Colorado, Chicago. There's no easy night in this league, and that's why it's so difficult when you are slumping, working on things to get you in the win column more often. It's tough to get a win on an every night basis here in this hockey league.
Well, as you mentioned, you know, kind of like the start of the season, when I mentioned this a few broadcasts ago, where you looked at that first month. You looked at the first month of the season, you're, oh boy, you got some powerhouses, both home and away, and really the Anaheim Ducks exceeded expectations. Yes. Out of the gate, they put this league on notice, and they really gravitated the fan base worldwide that hey, this is a different Ducks team. This is a new Ducks team that is certainly like I mentioned, exceeded expectations and turned the page quicker than some had maybe previously expected. And they just got to get back to that. They got to get back to that kind of outside looking in mentality, kind of, you know, being looked down upon many times, and just really playing that underdog role that we saw early on. And it led to, you know, just more sustained time where they were relentless at times, you know, in particular that second period where they just came out by in large part outshot the Washington Capitals. And you just, yeah, it's not just one period, it's not two periods. It's got to be the full 60-plus minutes And until the Anaheim Ducks string that type of game together, it's going to be tough. But you know what? They have a tough task here coming up, and I have full faith that they'll be able to go out and get a few points here coming up.
Well, we know for certain they'll be working hard in practice. That's just the way it is on an everyday basis here, trying to get better each passing day. So we'll let you go. Take a quick breather before you join Alexis on the post-game show. And we want to remind you before that starts about the upcoming game here in this building on Saturday night. It's a Saturday night game, very rare. 7 o'clock is our play-by-play start, and we'll be on the air at 6:30 with our pregame coverage. That's all on DuckStream. And one more just quick reminder, too. We want you to memorize this number, 714-940-2950. Have your questions answered on this postgame show. I want to thank Rick Cutler, Vic Pence, our onside statistician, Cash Hibbler at Skyview in the state of Arizona. Outstanding job by all of you. And for Emerson Needham, I'm Steve Carroll. Again, the Ducks fall a little short in the game here against the Washington Capitals. And Alexis and Emerson will be around to talk about it. The final score, Washington 5, Anaheim 4. Take a break or two, and then we'll come back with more of our post-game coverage from Honda Center. You've been listening to DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, presented by Gettle.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then, one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Check out the all-new Mighty Oath games this season. Enjoy tickets starting at just $19, limited edition merchandise, team store savings of up to 30% and more. Get your tickets now at AnaheimDucks.com/take the oath.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show here on DuckStream, presented by Gettle alongside Emerson Edom. I am Alexis Downey. Thank you for being with us tonight after this tough 5-4 loss for the Anaheim Ducks to the Washington Capitals. They now fall to 9-14 on the season, 8 losses in a row. Emerson, it is just not a good feeling.
Yeah, it really isn't. And, well, you got to, and I, as I mentioned there, just closing out that final frame with Steve, and it's just one of those things where you can almost anticipate. You can pencil in head coach Greg Cronin, some of his thoughts, if we do get to listen, is just the penalty trouble yet again. And it's a tough break. It's a continued growing pains there in that department, and certainly didn't take a step in the right direction when it comes to penalties as opposed to that last game. So, boy, it's a tough one.
Yeah, 6 penalties taken by the Ducks in this one. They were able to kill off 4 of those 6, allowing 2 power play goals in this game. And when they had their chances on the power play, 5 chances it was, they were not able to capitalize on any of them. So let's start with that first period and go through this game to give you an idea of what we just saw. Beginning with a goal 1 minute and 27 seconds into the game from Anthony Mantha.
Connor McMichael couldn't on the first attempt. Now lays it off. Caps go to the net. Backhand shot. They score. An early goal for Anthony Mantha. It's a minute 27 into the hockey game. That's a tough one to give up. 18:33 to go, and already the Caps have an early advantage.
Respond pretty quickly, and it was an exciting one, probably one of the highlights in this game. Tristan Luneau getting his very first NHL goal, and it was unassisted, 1:49 into that first period.
Veteran defenseman turned it over, a shot, net block, rebound, score! A big time goal for Anaheim, considering the Capitals score early in the contest. You want to stop that momentum very quickly. And the puck is shot in by a young defenseman who we spoke about just a short time ago. Tristan Luneau ties it up for the Ducks at 1-1.
Tristan Luneau with his first National Hockey League goal. And they grab the puck. Alex Killorn grabs that puck, hands it over to the referee. What a moment in this young superstar, future superstar's career. He's got to be feeling good. I mean, with not even 2 minutes to go, Steve, in this first period, he ties it up. What a feeling.
Despite the outcome of this game, if you're Tristan Luneau, you got to be smiling about that one. I mean, 5 games in the NHL and you're able to get your first goal.
Yeah, when you're young, you got a lot of expectations, especially in his case, being a firepower Quebec Major Junior League defenseman. And boy, I just what a feeling. It's just one of those situations, I must say. You know, you're young, you lose. Yeah, you don't like to lose, but you're like, I got my first National Hockey League goal, right? So there's certainly got to be some smiles down for him and his family. And boy, what a moment. He's just looks solid. He looks, you know, and plays years beyond his real age. And he's big. He can skate well. He likes to get in on the action, whether it's got that partner support. Like, he's jumping to the rush. He's so confident at that Ozone Blue line. Like, he can stick handle in a phone booth there and really make a lot what should seem like nothing. He comes out with something a lot of the time. So just big things to come for Tristan Luneau.
And the Ducks kept riding that momentum after Luneau's goal as Brett Leason was able to get one, but it was really Leo Carlson that had the play to the net, that Leason was able to tap that puck in the back of the net. That just take a listen to what Steve's call was of this one.
Anaheim intercept, starts to move with most of the guys in this current shift, going off in a change. Carlson in, shoot, save, rebound. Brett Leason scores! course. What a move by Carlson to get the puck to the net. He was stopped. And then right on the doorstep, looking for a loose puck on a rebound. Leason puts Anaheim up by a 2-1 count.
What a move from Leo Carlson. He goes outside, back inside. He turns both Washington Capitals players inside out there. Doesn't get the finish, but no surprise, Brett Leason driving to the net, slam dunks that puck home. It is now 2-1 Anaheim Ducks. That's just fun to watch.
Emerson, that was a really pretty play by Leo Carlson.
Yeah, it really was. And when you go outside in or inside out in two motions, one way back the other, it's really tough for either a forward tracking back or a defenseman. And two, in that case, you know, read which way it could initially say, you know, if you're crossing over what seems like a wide speed or an outside speed. If you transition, if you cross over back the other way, it really crosses over the defenseman's feet a lot of the time. So it's just a tricky play. A lot of the highest event skills coaches in today, Adam Oates, the obviously Hall of Famer there, and Daryl Belfry, two of the game's top skills coaches, are teaching that. It's not only getting off the wall, opening things up, giving yourself different options, but in Leo's case there, going one way, alluding to the defenseman thinking that it's going to be outside speed, and that turn it right back to the inside. It is just so hard to stop. Leo with a great execution there on that rush. And, yeah, Brett Leason with the finish.
Now, the Capitals did respond after that. Three goals for them as they were able to close out the period there. Tom Wilson getting two of them, and then Nick Dowd finishing off the period with another one.
Just about to give you Ovechkin's career goal, but Washington gets another one right after the faceoff at center ice, and they got a good, lucky bounce on that particular situation. Dowd will get credit for the tally, and two scores in the last couple of minutes of the first period have the Washington Capitals up now, and that's a tough one to take when you have this much time, 1:01 left in any period.
So it was 4-2 after that first period. No goals in that second period, but one that the Ducks really controlled as they were out shooting the Capitals in that 15-4. The third period presented another opportunity for the Ducks, and they certainly had some chances as a part of that. Washington also getting some chances in that, but Brock McGinn got his first goal of the season, a nice spinning play, the puck between his legs, and a great pass from Brett Leason, 11:45 into the game.
Well, that last ozone sequence there, and here's a entry by Brett Leason, and oh, what a puck by Brock McGinn.
A redirect off his skate. Well, that didn't look like it might amount to anything fruitful, but it turned out that way. A nice bounce. Big goal for McGinn. Nice setup by the teammate. And guess what? The Anaheim Ducks are right back in this thing, trailing now 4-3.
Emerson, good to see a goal from Brock McGinn, a guy that has been in and out of the lineup this season.
Yeah, and Steve turned right towards me there after that goal was scored, and he said, that was your first National Hockey League call there on a Ducks goal. And hey, you know what? It's not Brock McGinn's first National Hockey League goal, so maybe I make my way downstairs to the locker room and grab that puck for myself with my first National Hockey League call. And boy, I mean, that was a great play. Brett Leason, and I mentioned that over the broadcast there, just, you know, he gets scratched in that last game against the Vancouver Canucks, and God, he's got 3 points in the last two games, right? I mean, he had that brilliant assist there that was probably a 50-footer from that entry to a streaking weak side Max Jones for the finish. One of the best passes I've seen in a long time. Gets two assists here tonight, and it's his speed. It's his ability to just read open lanes and, just a sequence in the first period. He just cut to the middle, got the shot off. He continues to just play really solid, and I look forward to, and you know, we mentioned time and time again head coach Greg Cronin talking about accountability, and you look at that true maybe not true, but that now first line, Vetrano's line, is now at the top of the line chart. And I can see maybe, you know, good things to come like that from Brett Leeson's point, just in a sense of you're playing so well, you're getting points in a time where, God, you know, you couldn't get enough goals there. And he's just playing really well. I do want to touch on that Mantha goal, the first goal of the game. When you play man-on-man style coverage, there's not that backup support in a sense where if you're playing zone in that sense, there is a D, net front, right? Your zones, it's like you're taking the defensive zone and you're cutting into four. You're cutting into quarters, right? And when you're man-on-man, if you get beat, there is no secondary option, right? Mm-hmm. And in that case, what seemed as if Mantha was all alone, because he was, there's that lack of net front presence. All that means is the coverage just must be tight. Mm-hmm. You can't get beat, or else you're left all alone for that Mantha's tally there, the first one of the game.
Well, the Capitals were able to keep it going in that third period. Tom Wilson, a power play goal, also a hat trick. His first career hat trick in the 700 games he's played, a stat that both Emerson and I were surprised to see because he has played so many games for the Washington Capitals in the National Hockey League.
Gets the puck back, sets it up for Ovechkin, a shot, pad save, rebound whacked at by Wilson, they score. Boy, you could just sense that coming. And Washington has scored a power play goal. It's a 5-3 Capital lead.
But one more goal before this game would end. Frank Vetrano, a late goal with about 27 seconds left on the clock.
Close call. Duck goal empty. Extra attacker out. Ducks need two to get this one even. 41 seconds to play. Washington defending against Ryan Strome. Up on the far side is Luneau for Killorn. Killorn wants to shoot, does, and a save, rebound, score! With 27.3 left, the goaltender tried to cover up on the loose puck after he had stopped it initially, but then Frank Vetrano pushed it in. Ducks within 1-5-4.
And that would be all in this game. The Ducks falling 5-4. We will talk more about these late goals and everything else as a part of this game for the Anaheim Ducks on the other side of the break.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money, so he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle air conditioning and plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com. A Fanatics experience.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Get the best seats, the best savings, and the best benefits with an Anaheim Ducks Orange Alliance season ticket membership. Members can save up to 40% off box office pricing. That's the largest discount on tickets available. Plus, they get access to members-only exclusive events, no-hassle interest-free payment plans, 20% off concessions and beer, 10% off merchandise at the Anaheim Ducks team store, and so much more. Join the Alliance today and get a free 30th anniversary Mighty Ducks bomber jacket while supplies last. Visit AnaheimDucks.com/season tickets.
Welcome back to the post-game show. Emerson Needham and Alexis Downey here with you, breaking down this 5-4 loss, the Anaheim Ducks to the Washington Capitals on this Thursday, November 30th, the last day of the month of November. And we received some of your messages after this loss. We always love to get to these messages and hear what you guys have to say after watching this game or listening or whatever, however you were able to consume the game. Thank you, as always, for sending us a text. The first one from Marty: we win so many of these games. If we just clean up our game a little bit more, I'm not upset. They played good hockey for the most part. Go Gudas. Yeah, watching him block some of those shots tonight was fun, and I'm sure he's going to be feeling those tomorrow.
Yeah, he really is. And just look at his total, speaking of his block shots there, 6 block shots. And he had a big one there. He was already at 4 entering that third period. He had 3 in the first. So he had 3 in the first, 1 in the second, totaling 4 after 2. And then he comes out with 6 by the time the game's over. But that PK block shot, where the 5th one was just, I mean, a diving effort. Just fearless, getting into that lane, blocking it, and it was a glorious chance at another goal for the Washington Capitals, and that's how important those block shots are. And it's one thing that the fans take notice, right? Mm-hmm. The fans, the faithful here for the Anaheim Ducks. I mean, they really give props to players that lay it all on the line. And I think that's why Radko Gudas, wherever he's been, each team he's played on prior to arriving here in Anaheim, I think the fans have that much more gratitude and appreciation for what he can bring. But I really like that text because, A, it's positive, and just mm-hmm. like the players, coaching staff in that locker room, yeah, it's a bummer, but you just got to, stay positive and continue to, shore up just the low points of the game, get better at things like the power play. Power play, although that they didn't score on the power play, there's some positive moments. The mm-hmm. puck movement looks a lot crispier than it did, a little bit early on in the season. So I like it, and I like the last point I want to make here about that text is just the simple fact that they need to clean a few things up. And
yeah,
the jump that they have in the second period, there's times of just this utmost relentlessness for the Anaheim Ducks that are just pockets. I mean, they just need to do that from puck drop to the final buzzer in overtime if, it is an 0-2. I mean, they just really, they can't let off the pedal. And to see boost in better jump and obnoxiously better jump at times, it just goes to show, like, they just need to sustain that pressure, I think, a little bit more.
You know, it's also good, too, because I think about how Radko Gudas played in this game and that first block shot he had on Alex Ovechkin. I mean, that's a scary one to put your body in front of. And you could see as he went to the bench, he was going down the tunnel at the end there pretty slowly, and you could tell he was feeling that one. And then during the 5-on-3, when it was him, Jackson Lacombe, and Adam Henrique out, the three of them during that played so well, and really hats off to them because that's obviously a tough situation to be put in as well. But definitely, as you said, Emerson, I love the positivity in this too. And it kind of reminds me, this morning I had the chance to speak with GM Pat Verbeek as a part of a new episode of The Beaker on Duckstream. If you haven't checked it out yet, you certainly can. It is on demand, and it's also on YouTube, so you can watch the full video. But we talked a little bit about how these losses are a part of the growing pains, but how it has also been good for these younger guys to get that chance to win as they did in the early parts of this season and just see what that's like, but then also just learn through these growing pains of these losses and just how he talked about how it is really hard to get out of a losing streak and certainly just a lot of different things as a part of that. But just wanted to mention that as well because that kind of reminded me of it, just your comment there, Emerson. So if you haven't listened to The Beaker yet, you can check that out with GM Pat Verbeek, just talking about a quarter of the way through this NHL season. A couple more texts that we have here as well. Tough loss, but a 9-point game is an exciting game to me. Gotta work on starting games stronger. Yeah, that's certainly been a topic of discussion for quite a number of games now.
Yeah, and look, it's finding that boost. It's having that identity that, you know what, it doesn't matter if it's puck drop, second period, midway mark, or the final seconds of a hockey game, that we have one speed and we have one gear, and that is just full go. And I just still think that this Anaheim Ducks team, maybe that's part of the youth and as well as some of the young guys have played, the confidence levels. I mean, it's just been fun to watch. But with that said, figuring out the consistency, like, both ends of the ice, the north-south game. I mean, we talk about Leo Carlson and Tristan Luneau, in tonight's game and what difference that those two made on the game. But I just think there's more from everyone. Like, can Leo even take it up a notch? I mean, that might seem crazy, but look, he's looked upon on this team to be, the go-to guy. And he's young, just freshly off of being picked second overall in this past summer's draft. But look, hey, if you're relied on to be a guy, age is just a number. And a lot of pressure, but a lot of eyes are on certain guys. And I have this faith. I have this belief that a lot of guys are going to pull through in this into this December stretch here and for the rest of the season.
Couple more texts that we have here. The Ducks outplayed the Capitals in this game and deserved a better fate. The not so good 3 third period penalties really hurt the Ducks' momentum to complete the comeback. They lost the special teams battle and the worst power play team in the league, which was very disappointing. The good, though, Tristan Luneau really stood out to me as being hard on the puck, very effective with great instincts. Carlson, too. They both need to remain a fixture in the lineup moving forward. That is a very well thought out text
really
we have
is.
There.
It really is. And, God, we get some great texts. We get some texts that, a lot of you Ducks fans, you just know your stuff. I mean, just by reading that message, a lot to it. But, yeah, the penalty trouble, and it really took the energy out of not only the crowd, but you could tell the team. I mean, it's the National Hockey League. It's wearing, and I know that that power play coming to this game was last in the league. But, look, you still have Ovi. Look, all these big names, Wilson and Carlson and Kuznetsov and it's kind of like Edmonton and their whole team, right? It's just they had all the pieces in order to take off. They're finally starting to do it. And, the Washington Capitals power play is certainly in that same kind of realm of, hey, look, they haven't been very good thus far. But as you saw tonight, they can do some damage and expect better things to come out of that Washington Capitals power play.
Yeah, the Capitals in general now 11-3-1 in their last 15 games. They're certainly finding their rhythm. And speaking to Edmonton, too, they've got their fourth win in a row after tonight. So these teams that the Ducks are seeing right now are playing good hockey, and it's tough for a team like the Ducks right now, especially as they're trying to get out of this slump. Another text to get to from Keith Norris. When are the Ducks going to give Alex Stalock some playing time in Anaheim this season? That is an interesting point. We have not talked about him because he has been down in San Diego, getting some minutes with the Gulls. But, I think John Gibson is always, he's always relied upon as that steady presence in the back. And it has been tough. We've seen some things that maybe he could have stopped some. But other times, it's not just him. It's the people in front of him and the plays, the turnovers that are happening on the ice, other aspects too. But interesting point to bring up there.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't think you can point towards the goaltending as I don't even. And we appreciate the text, but boy, I mean, these goalies have fought game in and game out. I do appreciate that he brought up Alex Stalock, because although that he had a tough one to end that preseason there in Tucson, I mean, boy, that team, just the Anaheim Ducks team, did not come out to play in that game in Tucson, and you felt bad for Alex Stalock. I mean, really left out to dry. But I must say, that game, his first game of the preseason there at SAP Center, boy, I mean, what a game. They had a hot start in that first period. I think they led by 3 goals coming out hot of the gate, and he made some big saves, some in tight breakaways, and he really brought to my attention that, look, this Ducks organization has some serious goaltending depth. Obviously, San Diego going through their growing pains as well, and hopefully they shore that up. But Alex Stalock, hey, it's a long season. We hope that everyone stays healthy. But you never know when a shakeup is bound to happen. So, hey, I don't rule it out. But, you know, I don't think we can point the blame on John Gibson. If you can go goal by goal, okay, you know, the in tight by Mantha, I don't know, maybe he gets he lifts his leg there and you know, gets a piece of that. Look, he already stopped one breakaway, right? You know, he didn't get one of Tom Wilson's, the 5-hole coming across there. But, look, he already stopped one. You know, does he need to stop two? Well, he has all the potential to, but look, there it was times in this game where the Ducks offense, you know, could have certainly, you know, pulled ahead, and they kept Washington in it, and that's what happens in the National Hockey League. If you don't put them away early, they'll just keep coming back, and that's exactly what happened.
And you have to think about Lukasz Dostal, too. Yeah, he has struggled as of late with some of his starts, but he had a really strong month to start the season in the month of October. I mean, he was named the NHL Rookie of the Month for a reason. And, you know, that I think that says a lot, too, about what he can be, even though he has been struggling when he has been in the net as of late, too. All right, we'll come back after the break and get to some more of your messages, and maybe we'll also have some sound from down in the locker room. But don't go anywhere, and join us back on the postgame show.
There's just something about classic soul music that gets you moving. And TuneIn's exclusive Soul Groove station has all the right moves. Hit play on the grooviest 70s selection. Get your masters in melody with Motown Classics. Or set just the right tone with smooth, soulful vibes from Marvin Gaye and more. It's all right here on TuneIn, ready to set the perfect 70s tone. Search Soul Groove or tell your device to play Soul Groove on TuneIn now to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A Go-Go.
Yes. So you keep saying you got something for me. Search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Welcome back to the Anaheim Ducks post-game show here on DuckStream. A 5-4 loss to the Washington Capitals here at Honda Center tonight to close out the month of November. An 8-game losing streak, as we mentioned, for the Ducks now, and they're still looking to break this one. They'll be taking on the Colorado Avalanche right here at Honda Center on Saturday. Another message that we wanted to get to, also from Keith and Harold. The Anaheim Ducks need a team captain that can bring leadership to the team, because just having alternate captains without a captain, when are the Ducks going to name a captain? So Keith and Harold want to know when they're going to name a captain, and that seems to be something that we don't know the answer to, but I think it's something that they've been thinking about the last two seasons at least.
Yeah, I just...
Big shoes to fill.
Your guess is as good as mine. And the one thing, just like anything, you don't want to force anything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if it just alludes to maybe the game plan, just this short window, hey, who's going to be here for a while? Who's not? I think we're still very much in the feeling it out phase, right? I think as this Ducks organization has turned the corner, as far as winning more, and we've certainly seen just overall better play. I know we're in a funk right now, but that's not to say that overall the fact that we're in it more, as far as being competitive in many more games, says a lot. And the name I hear a lot is, of course, Cam Fowler, right? I think that's the name. If there was a captain to be named, at least from a fan perspective, I hear Cam's name, rightfully so, mm-hmm. deservedly so. And he's just a couple of games ago passed the 900 game mark in a Ducks uniform. So he's just a staple within the organization. He's been here for so long. And really to go that long and both just be a leader and just keep it clean, both on and off the ice, right, for that long. It takes a certain intensity. It takes a certain preparation and a student of the game mentality that, Cam's been able to accomplish for so long now that it just makes sense. Like if there was one, he would obviously be at the top of the list for myself too. But I like the question. Don't have the answer like you mentioned, AD, but I just appreciate that being brought up because it's a valid point.
It definitely is, and that's something that I know that has been addressed. I mean, going into this season, it was asked to GM Pat Verbeek, and I know last season it also was asked, and it's something that they are taking their time with. And like you said, Emerson, it's not really something you want to rush into because you don't know who could emerge as a leader in a locker room, especially when you put new faces in there, just seeing how guys adjust to it, seeing how guys adjust to adversity and just winning and all the different things that happen throughout a season. I know for me personally, when Troy Terry got his contract, I thought, okay, he's going to be here long term, maybe someone that could be thrown in that mix as well too, but you don't know. And that's something that it's good to know that the team is taking it very seriously, because like we said, it is some big shoes to fill. Ryan Getzlaff, the last captain, so it'll be interesting to see when the team decides to finally name a captain. And I think, though, it's not necessarily an issue for the team, because guys can be leaders without having that letter on their sweater.
Yeah, and I think you bring up just probably the best point I've heard, and you've certainly had a lot of them, AD, just within that last answer, but just the fact that the last captain was Ryan Getzlaff, right? I think that adds, to your point, just a level of
I don't know, just pristine and just it just it's greatness, right? And it's mm-hmm. Hall of Fame territory, and Camp Fowler has just had a tremendous career in his own right. But Ryan Getzlaf, of course, being named a captain after the Stanley Cup, and so he went through that winning culture that really led to something huge, the biggest trophy in this sport. And I just think, I don't know, at that time it was the right time. It clearly worked out, Stanley Cup or not, after he was named captain. Put together some solid years. It's a tough trophy to win, and I thought it was the right, at the right time, the right pick, right? So that's what it's all about. It's about, getting the right pick right at the right time.
Well, we did get the chance to hear from some of the guys in the locker room, so let's get to that now so you guys can also hear what they had to say, starting with Brock McGinn, one of our goal scorers in tonight's game. Let's hear what he had to tell the media.
Brock, how did it feel just to get the first one of the year for you?
Yeah, it's obviously nice getting the first one there. I think I've been working hard the last few games, getting some chances, so it's nice to finally see one get in the net, and hopefully they continue to come here.
Also, for the big goal in the game, you obviously have the deficit. You could tell the crowd really got into it after that. Did you guys kind of play with some jump after that, up at least until the Silver Bowl comes through, right?
Yeah, I think after that 5-on-3 kill, I think you definitely heard the crowd get involved. And I think we started to get a little momentum there and some few chances. So, unfortunately, we didn't come out with the win. But we kind of just have to look at some things that we can get better on and come out in the next one and get in the win column.
Morale in the room is now. I mean, obviously, you guys have kind of maybe expectations more about growth in the long haul, but having them all come in regulation is tough for any team. How is the mood in the air, guys? Just keeping their spirits up, I guess.
Yeah, it's tough. Every team's going to go through these stretches, so I think it's just everybody sticking together in here. I think just coming to work the next day and just trying to get better any way we can. And I think just growing as a group, and I think we know what we're capable of in this room, and I think we just got to go and do it for a full 60 minutes.
It felt like your line had a lot of chances off the rush. Is that something you guys were necessarily trying to target against Washington?
I don't know. I think just our line in general, we try and play with speed. I think we try and read off of each other, and I think just when we get in on pucks, I think just creating space for each other with some hits and stuff like that, I think we can get them back, and just we got to keep getting them to the net.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian.
That game tonight against the Washington Capitals, and also getting a goal, his first of the season. I liked when he was talking about his line mates in Sam Carrick and Brett Leeson tonight. There was quite a few chances in this game between the two of them. Some nice plays there.
Yeah, and that's what you need. Like, just good teams, successful teams, teams that are really high in the standings. I mean, they're firing on all cylinders. It's lines 1 through 4. I thought their game, Leeson and McGinn, Carrick had some great plays as well, as per usual. I mean, he's really put together just solid, consistent efforts. And, yeah, I said it, live on the broadcast tonight, I thought they were probably the most well-rounded line. Mm-hmm. Leeson with 2 points. I mean, statistically, up there as far as the most successful. So I thought that they were the Anaheim Ducks' best line, and they really put it together tonight.
Emerson, why don't we just get to the final quack for this one, because we do have a big one against Colorado coming up on Saturday, and that'll be another late night. So your final quack for tonight.
My final quack is I look forward to the Anaheim Ducks. We talked about the penalties. We talked about, we talked about a lot through this last stretch of losing. And, I just want, and we heard it from a text we read earlier, is just, not having any unpolished areas, just piecing more things together. And we're so close to not come out the win in a game like that, where it wasn't by any stretch of the imagination all bad. I mean, there was a lot of good. To a certain extent, you feel sorry for the guys in that dressing room, because, it seems like they should have came out with a win mm-hmm. on that one, right? So it's those little details. And I just really look forward for them to fine-tune those little details, and that's all it is. I think it's so close to come so close to a team like Vancouver the last game, to come so close to a team like Washington Capitals here tonight. It's all about just sharpening the tools that are need to be sharpened. I mean, there's so few little left to really improve on for this team in order for them to just really burst and have a successful time down the stretch.
Yeah, Emerson, I'm with you there too. I mean, like, it's just that, as you keep saying, that full 60 minutes, we're just looking for that from the team, but taking the good out of these last two games in particular and bringing it into the future and just improving night in and night out. And one more thing, I guess, for me on my final quack is I'm glad we don't have to see Tom Wilson again at Honda Center this season, because last year I tweeted it, 2 goals against the Ducks, an overtime win. Tonight he gets a hat trick. I don't want him to come back here anytime soon. I know that the Ducks will be taking on the Capitals on the road in their next meeting in January, but I'm good without Tom Wilson in Honda Center for a while.
Tom Wilson hater on our hands. Hey, I'm fine with that. If he's going to try to score a hat trick against us like tonight, I am fine with hating on Tom Wilson.
Yeah. He's been in this league for a long time, and everyone has their differing opinions, of course, but that'll do it for us here on the post-game show. The Ducks getting set for a big one against the Colorado Avalanche on Saturday, 7 p.m. puck drop, 6:30. We will have the pregame for you on DuckStream. And then the team just keeps it rolling and plays Colorado once again next week. So an important one to set the tone on Saturday. For Emerson Needham and Alexis Downey here at Honda Center, thank you for listening to the post-game show, and come back after the break for the Ducks and Capitals replay. Once again, thanks again, and you are listening to DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Hey, music lovers, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and I want to personally invite you to listen to the world's first global country station, the Big 615, exclusively on TuneIn. Join us to hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are tearing it up with their music. It's the very best of country music, all in one place. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
Music.
Music. Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
A lot to listen to on TuneIn, but if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry Beckett scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Real country music. Cody Johnson, live. Saturday, January 20th, in concert at Honda Center. Country's best. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour with special guest Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael on stage at Honda Center Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. VIP and reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest Justin Moore.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 exciting promotional nights. Arrive early at select games to snag special limited edition giveaway items. You won't want to miss the special legacy nights, each with its own bobblehead giveaway for the first 10,000 fans. Fan favorite themed games like Lunar New Year and Chalk Day are back, and so are Women in Sports Night, Angels Night, and more. See all dates and giveaways at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.